We are up to Paragimel Pasuk Tes. Paragimel Pasuk Tes. Apir Yoin Osle HaMelech Shloima Miatzei Halav Adam. Okay, we are continuing to describe Koyach, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the Oil Moed. Okay, so Apirion, what is an Apirion? Apirion is a very hard word to translate. In fact, I do not believe, I think the Mepharshim said there is no equivalent. This word appears only once in Tanakh. I think some tell us it's not even a Hebrew word. It is a Persian word. Or it is a Greek word. It's not a Jewish word, but it means, Apirion means a canopy. A special canopy. Osle HaMelech Shlomo. Shlomo made for himself this canopy made from the wood of Luvanon. We'll read the next passage, we'll read it together. Amudav, its pillars were also chesef, its pillars were made from silver. Refidoso zohav, its mattress was made from gold. Merkavo argamon. Now, what is the difference between the Refida and the Merkav? The Merkav, the Mitsudo Sion says, is Lashon Rechiva. It's riding. And Refidasai is in Hatsa, is a mattress. So it would appear that the Refidasai is a mattress that is spread upon the actual surface. The Merkavai is the surface, the hard surface, and there was some type of mattress that was put upon the hard surface. And that's the refida. And the refida is the soft surface. The merkav is the hard surface. It's made from argamon. Toichoi, the center, is ratsuf. Ratsuf means it is compressed. It is ratsuf. In the Mitzudo Sion, he says, inyan gachela seish uviyode ritzvitz. It's a coal of fire. So I guess he's translating here with an intensity of fire. It goes on the Doraf Hamikra Lichanois Haflogas Ha'ahava, the intensity of love, Be'esh Haboyer Umitzlahev. We're comparing here love to fire. A fiery love, V'chein Rishofecha Rishbei Esh Shalheves Ko. So it means over here, Ratsuf, we interchange, that sometimes the tzadi can be interchanged with the pei. But means over here is toichoi rotsuf ahavai, burning. The way the Mitsudo translates the word rotsuf means that the center inside of this apirion was a burning love. Mibinos Yerushalayim, from the daughters of Yerushalayim. So let's see inside the Mitsudo stuff and get a better clarity of what this pasuk means. These two psukim together, pasuk tes and pasuk yud. Pasuk tes apirion. Ato chazru l'sape b'shevach v'yofi ha'apirion she'osa me'oz. Now we are digressing to discuss the praise and the beauty of the apirion, which means the canopy, she'asa me'oz lehisales imo bo, which the chasan has created to take delight and to enjoy his stay with the kala. So the chasan has built this beautiful canopy, and we're describing exactly what it looks like, v'choy omra, and so the kala says, so the girl says, the isha says, hinei ha'apirion. She's telling over the experience, what it was like to be with her chasan. Ha'apirion, this beautiful canopy, asa me'atzei ha'levonon, the wood was made from the levon wood, min ha'muvchar b'minam, in the most select, the best, v'anim shalhu, and the message is, al binyan ha'mikdash shahaya binyan nifla u'mifo'ar. So the Mesudas over here does not mince words. He makes it very clear that we're discussing here very specifically the Beis HaMikdash. Because we're going to see in a few moments, and maybe not, there are many Midrashim. Some interpret this as reference to the Mishkan, some the Beis HaMikdash, some interpret this in reference to the entire world. Some say this refers specifically to the Oroin, the Oroin HaKodesh, the Oroin HaKodesh. They're all different. So he says, referring basically to the Beis HaMikdash. And now in the next pasuk, we describe in more detail what exactly it is. Amudav heim ha'olim bi'arbas mikutzaos ha'apirion. The pillars are the four corners. An apirion, a bed canopy. A bed canopy has four pillars. That's the amudav. V'al ha'kiloinsois shemimalohem. And upon the poles on the corner of this bed, Yitlu Haviloin Sav Apiryon, you hang the curtain on all four sides to create privacy. V'animshul, what is the message? Alamude Yochin Uboya Shahoyu Chamudos Kekesef. Okay, so we're referring to the Beis Hamikdash, and we have to find parallels. Where in the Beis Hamikdash were there pillars? So there were the two pillars in front of the Ulam. As you go into the Heichal, they were called Yochin and Boyas. Okay, that's what they were called in Sefer Melachim, where it describes what the Beis Hamikdash looked like. And that's what we're referring to over here. And even though they were not made from silver, those pillars were made from wood, but they were precious. Their value and their meaning was precious, like as if it was silver. Refido soy, what is in refido soy? Hamatzos shalapiryon, the mattresses that are spread out in the apiryon. Hayu mipasile zahav, were made from cords of gold. Masay roikem, embroidery. The animshul, who, what is the message? Al makay mishkan hashchina shal kapoyres hazahav. So when it says refido soy, what are we referring to? We're referring to the kapoyres. We're referring to the Oron on top, Leon is the Kapiris, that was made from gold. Mer Kovoi, the chariot. Ze Haviloi Natoli Berechev Al Hake Lunsois. This is the curtain. The curtain which, so we had a hard time before translating what it means, Mer Kovoi. He's translating over here as the curtain which hangs and Sheme Udle, Sheme Amudle Amud. This is what creates privacy. The Mer Kovoi, he translates, it's roichet. It travels. It travels from one pole to the next on the sides, on all four sides, to create an area of privacy. This is made, it says in the pasuk, was made from argaman. What is referred to? What's the mess? What is the nimshol? The nimshol who al paroiches pesach hamachitza. This refers to the paroiches in front, the opening of the entrance. Hamuvdelas ben hakodesh v'kodesh hakodashim. Okay, next, toichoi, what's the meaning of toichoi ratzuf ahava? Besoch lapirion shochev gachele shel ahava. Ratzuf means fire. Inside is a coal of fire. Ha nehav mikol hanaros. And this fire here refers to the love that this chosan has for his kala. V'al hachoshuk toimar. We're referring to the choshuk, the object of her love. That the fire of his love is burning in the heart of all of the young maidens. All of the maidens love you. The Benos Yerushalayim, according to the Mitzvot, refers to the entire world, the Umos Olam. They're also called the Benos Yerushalayim. So if we review the entire pasuk in its entirety, the Amudav refers to Yochin Uboyas. It was made Kesef, Refidosoi. Refidosoi refers to the Kapoyres. The Kapoyres is the resting place. It's the mattress where the Shechina is resting. It's the Kruvin. The Kruvin with the Kapoyres. It's Zohov. Merkavoi, Argamon. This is the Paroiches. The Pareches in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is made from Argamon. Toichai Rotsu V'Hava, the Shechina that is resting inside of this Mokoyim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a coal of love. Mibinos Yerushalayim, and this love is something which the entire world can connect to. All the Mibinos Yerushalayim, the Umos, Olam, the Beis HaMikdash, all of the Umos Olam can relate to this particular love. Okay, let's now see Rashi. Rashi pasuk yud refidosoi. What is it? We have to go back to pasuk test. Apiryoin osoloi. What is the apiryoin? Rashi here differs with the mitzudos. We're not discussing the Beis Hamikdash, but instead the Rashi says ze oyel moyed shenikba b'mishkan shiloi. Not only are we referring to the oil moed, we're referring to something very specific. We're referring to the 369 years of Mishkan Shiloh. After Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they spent 14 years in Gilgal, and then they went to Shiloh for 369 years. This is how The Rashi learns pshat in the pasuk. All the different qualities, the characteristics of this aperion can be set very specifically in reference to Mishkan Shiloh. And now he goes into more detail in the next pasuk Yod, Refidasai, Mishkavai, Umishkanai, Al-Hakapireshu Zaf. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he rested his presence upon the Kapires, which is gold. That's exactly what the Mitzudos David said. Merkavai Argaman, Zeha Pareches, Shahayatolu Vareches, Al-Kaloinsites, Me'amud Le'amud. The reason why it's called Merkava, it rides. What does it mean, it rides? It travels. It's connected from one pole to the next pole. And that's why it's called Merkava. And this was made from our garments of the Pareches. Toichai Ratzuf. Sidur Beritzpas Ahava. It's arranged with Beritzpas Ahava, with a coal of love, a burning love. What is the burning love? The Aron, the Kapires, Ukruvim, the Luchas. Okay, or maybe Rashi means Ritzpas, not like the Mitzudos means. Ritzpa means a continuous. I think Ritzpas, anyone familiar with the word Ritzpas? Ritzpas, what? A floor of love. The Aron v'kaparis ukruvim uluchas. Now, I don't think it means here floor. Underlying ritzufa means connected. Mm-hmm. So, okay, the Mitzudos is very clear. The Mitzudos says the word ratzuf ahava means a fire of love, a gacheles. Rashi, I'm not so sure Rashi agrees that the word ratzuf means fire. It says beritzpas ahava, oroin v'kapores ikudim v'luchas. I think what he means over here is a continuous connection of love. All of these items are connected one to the other. There is the Aron and the Kapires, and inside the Aron and the Kapires, there are the Kruvim, on top of the Aron and the Kapires, the Kruvim, and the Luchas. There are four different items which are all connected, which each one of them represents the Shechina, each one of them represents the love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, the Aron, the Kapires, and the Kruvim. That's really three different parts, three different sections, and then we have the Luchas that are within. The Benosi Yerushalayim, here we have Rashi coming to differ with the Mitzudos David. It does not mean the Umos Olam. Rashi says refers specifically to Klal Yisrael, Elu Yisrael Yireim Ushleimim Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the ones that are the object, they are the love, the recipients of the love of the Ratzuf Ahava, Benosi Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filled with love from his nation, from Klal Yisrael. Okay, now let's see the Targum of these two Psukim, Pasuk Tes and Yud. Okay, Aperion. Okay, what is an Aperion? So the Targum is very simply says it is a Heichal Kutsha. It is a sanctuary. As we mentioned before, Aperion is a word that does not appear elsewhere in Tanakh. Aperion, according to many, is a Greek word, which means a wedding canopy. Here the Targum says an Aperion is a Heichal Kutsha Binole Shlomo. Shlomo Melech built, Malka Shlomo built, Min Ilane Zan built. Zan Gibila, that's Levanon, Vishonei, Vishurbonei. He built it from its gold and it shines. Vishonei, Vishurbonei. Titar, Vitaashur. Okay, these are three different types of wood. Ilone, Zan Gibila, Vishonei, Vishurbonei. Three different types of wood. I think he's adding all that into the word halavanon. Atzei, I guess atzei means the plural. From the woods of Levanon. It doesn't just mean one type of wood. It means different types of wood we use to make the Beis HaMikdash. The Yosei min Levanon. The Chafo Yosei Dehav Dochei. And he covered it with pure gold. Okay, so this is how he adds a lot into that pasuk. That pasuk is much more elaborate. What exactly are the different items inside of the Aperion? So Pasuk Yud, the Bosar, the Ashlim Yosei, and after Shlomo HaMelech, he finished building the Beis HaMikdash. Shadi Begavei Yos Aroina, he put inside the Aron. He brought inside the Beis HaMikdash Yos Aroina, the Aron, De Sohadusa, the Aron which bears the testimony, Duhu Amuda the Alma. So he comes to explain what it means over here, the Amud. This is also built, the Medrash says exactly the same thing. It says exactly the same thing. Then when it says over here, the Amud, the Aron is the pillar of the world. It's the foundation of the world. That's what we're calling here the Aron. Uvigavei train luche avnaya. And inside were the two luchos of stone, the atznat haman Moshe b'cherev, which Moshe he hid away in cherev, the yakirin, which is more precious min kesaf mizukak, which is more precious than silver that's been refined, v'shapirin, it's more beautiful min dahav tov, than the best gold. So Moshe Rabbeinu he put in the aron, he put the luchos.
Which aron?
Let's assume the aron that they are the regular aron, the aron which they put in the Beis Hamikdash and in the Mishkan. Then aron which they went out to Milchama.
Yeah,
the aron there was an aron which was used to go out to Milchama. It's machlokes. Okay, that's a machlokes. Let's assume now that we're referring to the main aron. Unless he says otherwise, this assumption is dealing with the main aron. Moshe took the luchos which he received in Chorev, which is more expensive, more valuable than the finest silver. It's more beautiful than the best gold. And what did he do? Ufiras v'talel min ilove yos paruchusa. He spread on top of it the paroches. When they traveled in the Midbar, they spread the paroches on top of it. Paruchusa. The tachlo v'ar givana that was made from techeles and argamon. Uveine kiruvaya di alave. And between the kruvim, di ilavei chafurta, have shorya shechinta da Hashem. And between the kruvim of the kapores, the shechina descended. The shakein shmei be Yerushalayim, which Hashem's name rests in Yerushalayim. Kol min kol karche arad Yisrael, from all of the cities. The Karach means all of the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to rest his name. In Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim was selected, the Malkam Asher Yif Hashem, from all of the other cities in Yerushalayim. So basically, according to the Targum, basically we have over here that this Pasuk is referencing the Luchos. This Pasuk over here, the Pasuk Yud, the Amud of Asa Kesev, Rividaso Zav, Merkava Argamon, is referencing the Oron and the Luchos. This is not like Rashi and not like the Mitzudas. The Mitzudas says this Pasuk refers to the Beis Hamikdash. According to Rashi, the Pasuk refers to Mishkan Shiloh. According to the Targum, the Pasuk refers to specifically the Oron. The Oron is the Apirion. It is the place, the canopy, where the Shechina is resting. In the Apirion, Oslo HaMelech, he made an Oron. Now, what's interesting over here is, Oslo HaMelech Shlomo, who is the Melech Shlomo? So I guess assume that according to the parish of the Targum, it's not referring to Shlomo HaMelech. It says here it's referring to Moshe. Right, isn't that what he says over here? Uvagein, Uvosad Yashlim Yosei, after he finished building the Beis HaMikdash, Shavi Bigadei Yos Aroina, he put inside of it the Aroina, this Sahadusa Duhu Amuda, which is the testimony, which is the pillar of the world.
Okay, so who?
The previous part, Heichal Kusha B'dole Shlomo, okay, fine, so Shlomo Melech, okay, fine, so Shlomo Melech, he built a period in Oslo L'Shlomo, Me'atze HaLavanon, okay, he built the Apirion, which means, the Apirion is the Beis HaMikdash, right, I'm sorry, Apirion is, according to the Targum, is like Mitzudos David, is the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, he went and he put inside the Aron HaKodesh. What's the Aron HaKodesh? Amudav. The Luchos are called the Amudav. That's a novel interpretation. Why are the Luchos called the Amudav? Because the Luchos are the pillars of the world. The entire world stands on the Zuchus of the Torah. Asa Kesef, it Rifidosoi Zahav, the beauty of the Torah of the Luchos is more valuable than the finest silver. Rifidoso Zahav, it's again the same term of reference again to the Luchos, which means it's the mattress of the world, and it's more beautiful than the most expensive gold. Merkavay Argamon is the Poroches. The Poroches was spread in front of the Aron. Tochorotzuf Ahava, and inside was the Shechina, was the burning Shechina of love. The Shechina is called the fire of love, and it's resting there in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is called Mebnos Yerushalayim. It's the selected city. It's the selected city more so than any other city in Yerushalayim. Okay, so that's the basic idea of the Targum. Now there are just some a few short ideas. First of all, some of the Farshim take the word apirion is a very unique word. If I'm not mistaken, it's mentioned at the very end of the Masechta Bava Metzia. The very end of Bava Metzia, the Gemara says apirion namte lim. I forgot which Amayra it was. The very last words above Metzia mentions that we let us express, Rashi here says, chain. A period means an expression of grace, of kindness. Let us extend to so-and-so. So here, this word is very important. A period, Osulu HaMelech Shlomo, that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he created, the Beis HaMikdash is an expression of chain. The whole building of the Beis HaMikdash is a means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show Klal Yisrael favor. Chein is a gift that we do not deserve. Chein comes from the word Matnas Chinam. When Moshe Rabbeinu, last week in Parashas Kisisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu came in contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did Moshe Rabbeinu ask? He said multiple times in last week's Parasha, Chein. He asked Hashem to show him Chein. The building of the Beis HaMikdash was an expression of giving chain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show Klal Yisrael and to show the entire world chain. Because Ampirion, again, in the Gemara defines it to mean the word of chain. Here it means, obviously, it means a wedding canopy. It means a canopy, or it means a wedding canopy, which has all the four poles and so on and so forth. There's another medrash that says something very interesting. We know there's something very bizarre. I don't really know the deeper meaning of why this is so, but in the Aron HaKodesh, the Gemara says there were many things. What was inserted within the Aron HaKodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan? Obviously the Luchos, right? And the Shivrei Luchos. And the Gemara says there was a Sefer Torah, according to one opinion. The Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote was in the Aron. And what else? And the Shem Hashem. They put inside the Aron HaKodesh Hashem's name. They wrote Hashem's name on klaf, on all the various different shemos. I think some said even 70 names of Hashem. And there was one more thing that was inside the Aron HaKodesh, and that were two pillars of silver, two amudim, two silver, the Gemara in Bava Basra. There were two silver amudim put in the Aron HaKodesh. And the question is, what was the purpose of those two pillars, those two amudim? If I'm not mistaken, someone once told me that the purpose was when you wanted to read it. Now, when the Sefer Torah was packaged, I'll give you an example. When they go and they send the Sefer Torah from Eretz Yisrael to America, they send it. They don't put on the amudim. They just have the whole Sefer Torah, the cloth, all wrapped up And when you come to America, so then they take their amudim and they don't even send them because they have the amudim in America. And in America, they go and they attach their amudim to the beginning and the end. It takes up a lot less space. When you want to travel and you want to package it, you want to put it away, it's not even good necessarily for the Sefer Torah that it should be. It should be on the amudim because then it's open partially and it's not good for the Sefer Torah. When you want to go and protect the Sefer Torah, you wrap the Sefer Torah from beginning to end. And if you want to read it, then you'll open it up and you'll put on one end one amud, on the other end another amud, and you'll read the Sefer Torah. So the Aron that was in the Sefer Torah that was in the Aron HaKodesh had the two amudim on standby. They were there. They were not necessarily used, but just in case it was necessary to read the Sefer Torah for whatever reason. Maybe on Yom Kippur they read from the Sefer Torah. Maybe not. Or maybe they wanted to use the Sefer Torah to check the other Sefer Torah to validate the exact text to make sure there are no mistakes. So then they will take out the Amudim and they will put the Amudim into the Sefer Torah in order to use it. Okay, that's one interpretation of why they had the Amudim. But obviously there are much deeper interpretations. It's not really clear, mystical interpretations of why there are Amudim. Some of the Farshim suggest that's what the Medrash actually says, that's what these Amudim here refer to in this Pasuk. In Pasuk Yud it says, Amudav Oso Chesef. The Amudim were made from silver. We are referring to these two silver Amudim that were put in the Aron HaKodesh. Indeed, they were made from silver. Okay, this refers again, the Refidosar was according to everyone, that means that the Kaporis was made from gold. Merkava Yargamon is the Paroches. Toichoi Rotsuf Ahava. The inside was the burning fire of the Shechina. Nibnos Yerushalayim. The Shechina had an intense love for Klal Yisrael, who were the Bnos Yerushalayim, or according to the Rambam Tzudus, it means, according to Targum, it means that this, it was located in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim was the Bnos, was the selected daughter of Yerushalayim, was the selected location over all of the other cities. Okay, let me just make sure there are some other interesting midrashim. Okay, another interpretation, apirion. Apirion comes from the word peria or revia, to multiply. To multiply, to increase. And according to the Midrashim, that is why the Beis HaMikdash, the Mikdash is called apirion. Because the Beis HaMikdash was the source of bracha for the entire world. Even, for example, these pillars, Apirion also, the Medrash says that, this is actually a Gemara, that there was a supernatural koyach that these pillars, according to Rashi, what were the two pillars? Yochin Uboyas. These pillars grew, were decorated with gold leaves, and miraculously, these pillars produced gold fruit. That's what it says in the Gemara. And the Kohanim were permitted to come there every so often and pluck off the gold fruit and sell the gold fruit, and that was their parnasa. How did this koyach of something and an animate object have the koyach to produce, to grow, to blossom? It was the koyach of the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, which is described here in this pasuk as a pirion, which comes from the word peria or revia of multiplication, of increase. Now also, some want to interpret that pasuk, this entire pasuk, is not even referring only to the Beis HaMikdash, it's referring to the entire world. I'll read you over here some of the Midrashim. Dover Acher, Apirion, Oselo, Ze Ho'olam. The entire world, this pasuk refers to HaKadosh, according to this version of the Midrash, this pasuk refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He created this world. The Melech Shlomo means the Melech Shehasholoim Shelo is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made an apirion. He made this world to be a place where people, the first mitzvah in the Torah is Peru Urivu Umilu Es Aretz V'chiv Shua. So he refers to this world. And when it goes on to say over here, it was made from the Atzei HaLevanon. I'll read you over this entire Medrash. This world is like a kila, it's like a canopy. Because the world is circular. The world is a curvature. The world is round. And even from our perspective, a person, if you're standing in the right place, go up to a right mountain, a person can even have a certain perception. You can see the world is round if you're standing in the right place. You can see there's a curvature to the earth. And you can see the sun rises in the east, sets in the west. So you see that the sun travels as a kippah, as a dome. So that's why it's called an apirion. Then when it says, Oslo HaMelech Shlomo means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Shlomo is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shesom Shalom. Now why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here called Shalom? Very interesting, according to this Medrash. Since we're describing the creation of the world, what is it, Shemayim? In the beginning of the world, Hashem made peace between Eish and Mayim. When the world was created, it was Eish and Mayim existed simultaneously. Hashem separated the two. Eish and Mayim cannot coexist. Hashem made peace between the two by separating the two. Then when it goes on to say, Me'atzei halavanon, what is the Me'atzei halavanon? Shenivne mimokoyim beis hamikdash. The world began to expand from the center. We have a tradition that the Beis HaMikdash, the location of the Beis HaMikdash, is the center of the world, and it's from that location the world began to expand. So it says over the Pasuk, May Hashem made the world, May Atzei Halavonon, the world began to expand. The Big Bang, where was the bang? The bang was in the center of Yerushalayim.
Still banging.
Mimokam Beis HaMikdash. Evan Shasiya. Why is the Evan Shasiya, the center of the world, called the Evan Shasiya? Shemimena Hushtas ha'olam, from there the world was established. Hadohu d'chsid mitzion michlal yofi elokim. Okay, now the Medrash goes on to say, okay, the Medrash over here, that's all the Medrash says. So the Medrash over here just interprets this, at least this one pasuk, the first pasuk test, it's this world, olam hazeh, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He made peace between Eish Shumayim, and the world was established from the center, from Yerushalayim. Okay, there's another medrash that says the apirion refers to the kisei hakovod. Hashem made from him a kisei hakovod. The atzei halavonon. What does it mean from the atzei halavonon? From the base hamigdash. Shumichuvon. The atzei halavonon is the base hamigdash, which muchuvon kneged the kodshei hakodosh. Hashem's kisei hakovod is right opposite the kodshei hakodoshim in Yerushalayim. All right, so basically what we have over here is so many interpretations as what is the apirion. Either it means, either according to the Mitzudos David on the Targum refers to the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rashi it refers to Mishkan Shiloi, according to the Midrashim it refers to the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, according to another interpretation it refers to the entire world, and according to another interpretation it refers to the Kisei HaKavod. And according to the Gemara Masech above Metziah, it means an expression of chen, of grace. Apiryoin osloi hamelech Shlomo me'atzei halavonon. Shlomo hamelech, he built for Hashem an object that would find chen, would find favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch. Of course, we then refer to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. We learned the Amud of Osa Chesach, all of the various things. Okay, so we already explained that okay, the different interpretations does refer to the Luchos. We'll leave with that, refers to the Luchos. The Luchos were the pillars of the world. Does refer to the Amuda, does refer to the Yochan and Boyaz. Do the Luchos refer to the two different sticks, the two different pillars that were inside of the Aron, that were resting side right along the Luchos inside of the Aron? That's also an interpretation of the Amud of Osar Chesach. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Se'ena Ure'ena. That's the name of a very famous sefer. That's a sefer that was composed for women. Anyone familiar with that? Se'ena Ure'ena. Yiddish, okay. Se'ena Ure'ena. So where does it come from? Obviously it comes from this pasuk. Why was this sefer made for women? It was made in Yiddish for women because it says here, the Benos Tzion. Since the pasuk refers to in the feminine, the Nasir Nifr, obviously the Mechaber of that Sefer, it's a collection of Midrashim. A Midrashim written in Yiddish on the Parsha. So Tse'enu Re'enu B'nos Tzion. Here the Isha, she says to her friends, go out and see the daughters of Tzion B'melech Shlomo. Go out and see the king of Shlomo. Bo'atro, look at the crown. She'itu lo imo, the crown that was made by his mother, B'yoyim Chasunaso. Look at the beautiful crown that his mother made for him on the day that they have his simcha of his chasna and they have his simcha. What does all this mean? Let's take one step at a time. First pasuk yidalef in the mitzudos David. Senu reina. Ato now. What is happening over here? Mispa'eres b'fnei hanaros. This isha, the isha that has been selected, klal isha, who is the nimshal, but this isha that is the source of love to her chasan, she prays herself among her friends. And she says to her friends, "Al tachshavu shehachoshuk choshak b'mifas acheshek. Don't think that my beloved, he only loves me because of taiva, because of love, because of hormones. His hormones are overworked. That's not the reason why he loves me. He loves them because I have true qualities. Don't think he loves them because he just has a need to love someone. He loves yourself. Unfortunately, that's what they said. They said people they like certain people not because they really like them. It's because they love themselves. And it just happens to be that the person who they think they love is just the object they're going to use to satisfy their own love for their own self. That's an unhealthy type of love. But when you love the person because they have true qualities, that's a real enduring love. So here she says to her friends, don't think the reason why my chassan likes is because I'm pretty. And really he's just looking for, I don't have any true qualities. That's not so. The imki in ani kedai lo. Hitze'ena mi ba'teichen. I want you to leave your homes. V'lechna, I want you to go. V're'ina and see ho'atara. I want you to see the crown. She'itu lo imo b'yom she'nischatein imodi. Look at the crown that his mother made for him on the day that he married me. V'oz chuyoyim simchas libo. That was the day when he had great simcha. The day that he married me was the day of his simchas libo. Ki harbe l'smoach al shenafalti b'goroloi. Because there was much to rejoice on this that I fell in his lot. In other words, he rejoiced for real. He didn't just rejoice because he was satisfying his taiva. He rejoiced because he got really lucky. He got lucky to marry me. Uchoymeres hinei, what does it mean to say? Hinei, mizetiku ri'iyo, raya shani hagenis lo. From the crown, you can deduce that I am truly deserving to marry him. Hilule zos, if not for this, lo hetiro lo imo atar b'yom simchas chasunoso. His mother would not have made a crown. If my mother-in-law would not have really liked me, then she would not have given her son a gift. When the mother-in-law is not happy with the kala, then the mother-in-law, she lets it out on her son. And she does not show her son love on the day when he gets married. The only time the mother of the chassan is besimcha and shows the simcha by bestowing lavish gifts upon her son is when the mother of the chassan is happy, is satisfied, is pleased with the girl that her son has chosen in marriage. And the proof is his mother made for him a crown like none other. And therefore, that is an indication that his mother recognizes that the kala that he has selected for himself is a kala that has qualities and is deserving of her son. It used to be in ancient times that a chassan wore a special crown, and a kala wore the crown, the Yerushalayim shel Zahav. And today, after the Chul Beis HaMikdash, we're not allowed to wear these crowns, but there used to be a crown for the kala and a crown for the chassan. So here we're focusing this on the Mukar, that there such thing does exist, a crowd for the chassan. What is the message? Vanim shulhu loymar, atem hu most you nations, al tachshavu. Don't think, shema shebochar bi Hashem, this that Hashem selected me. Now, so what is the nimshal? We're talking to the umos ha'olam. Don't think that this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us to be the am ha'nifcha. It's because, hu bavur, ha'avas ha'avas levad. Don't think it's because of an external love. Not because Hashem really sees in us good qualities. It's because zuchus avos. We come from good stock. Really, we don't deserve Hashem's love. But because we have the merit of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Hashem swore to them that he would take care of their descendants. So that's why Hashem selected us. But really, im ki enenu hoygenes lo mipas atzmi, even though I'm not really deserving due to my own qualities. That's not true. Ki habitu, look closely at us. Uru'u, and you will see. Shebiyoy Matan Torah, Hayisi lo liatorah ulo itzer chaviv. On the day of Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherished us. Forget about the others. We had our own merits. Kumo Shenema, how do we know this? Vihiyisem li sigula mikol ho'amim. And the word sigula, v'yatem tiyuli mamleches kainim v'goy kadosh. A third pasuk. V'nemar Yisrael Asher b'cho espo'er. Yisrael in whom I take pride. B'chol zer choyzer l'malo. All of these expressions going back to the beginning of the parak. Lo'emar, hoyol v'cheinu, since this is so. B'vadai t'maher l'oshur v'havon l'mekoyim. Therefore, all this goes back to the pasuk, the theme of Hishpati Eschem b'nos Yerushalayim. And therefore, the Umos Olam, I warn you, even though now at this moment in time there is distance between me and my Choshuk, my Dod, my beloved, even though there is distance, I'm warning you, the distance is only temporary. He will return. He will take me back. He will restore the love. And therefore, in the meantime, don't you dare interfere. Don't try to seduce us, to entice us, to worship idols, which will cause a permanent separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't try to claim that it's too late. There's no point. He's never going to return. You might as well come and join us. That is incorrect. Because we indeed have true qualities. It's not only because of the Zuchus Avos, it's because of our own merit. And to prove that point, he gives here three psukim. Three psukim we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has selected Klal Yisrael in their own special merit. And the mashal leading to that was the crown. The crown that Hashem has given us. And he take the mitzudos to its natural conclusion. What he means to over here say is, what exactly is the crown? The crown is the three psukim. This that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'atem tiryun li mamleches kainim v'goy kadosh. And this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Yisem li segula. And the third pasuk, Yisrael asher b'cho espo'er. These three pesukim are the crown that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah, which is a clear indication of our uniqueness, our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk gedal tzenu urein b'dos sion b'nabonim shemitzuyonim lo b'mila uv'tfilin v'tzitzin. An amazing concept. Why are we called the b'nos tzion? Okay, Klal Yisrael, we live in tzion. What is tzion? Tzion comes from the word tzion. What does tzion mean? It means a marker. It means a marker. I always like to tell you, I told you this to you a few times, that tzion also comes from the word, it means, there's a word called tzayon. What does tzayon mean? A dry, arid piece of land. Void of any moisture whatsoever. Completely desert. Many times it says in Yeshaya, tzayon. In Tanakh, many times you take one word, and when you change the vowels, it turns into the opposite. Classic example is like Yishrosh, Yisharesh. What does it mean, Yishrosh? Yishrosh means to take root. What does it mean, Yisharesh? It means to uproot. Sokol. What does it mean, Sokol? To throw or the stone. And then there is yisokel, is to remove the stones. Okay, there are many, the exil from davening. Chilutz atzamos. We are mispalel this week, right? This week is Birchas Rosh Chodesh. So we mispalel chayim sheyesh ben chilutz atzamos. What in the world does that mean? Chilutz atzamos. The only time we find the word chilutz is the word chalutza. Or chalitza. Chalitza. What's chalitza? When the Isha takes off the shoe, she loosens the straps of her brother-in-law and she spits in front of him and she says, Chalitza means to remove the shoe. Chalitza sanal, tefillin, it's called chalitza tefillin. You take off the tefillin, you unloosen the tefillin. But when you take the word chalitza and you change the nikud, chalitza, and you make it into chilutz, it means to tighten. Just like chalitza in our, the common use is to loosen, chalitza, when it's chilutz, instead of a patach, you put a chiruk, you change the nikud, you take the same exact shurish, and you change the nikud, it turns into the complete opposite. Chilutz atzamos means the bones should be tightly inserted into their sockets. The worst thing is, pain is if the bones are not tightly fastened in the socket, then it can cause very great pain. Is that correct? Is that correct? When the bones come out of the sockets? So we mispal for good health. What is called the sign of good health? When all of your bones are in the sockets. Chilutz atzamos, the tightening of the bones in the sockets. I once told this someone. Someone told me he's not so happy with this idea, but he told me he thinks it means just the opposite. He says that if you do exercise, you loosen your bones. You loosen the joints. The joints, when it's a little flexible. Loose, when flexible. It's a little, when the bones are not tight, then it's a little better. So tchilot, he says, it means good health is when the bones are loose. Is that true? Both. It has to be somewhere in the middle.
Balance.
It means loosen the bones, but it also can mean to tighten the bones. The bones should be tight in their socket. It should not be loose. It should be firm. Okay, but the one term, the tzions, I always try to suggest this idea that tzion, what does it mean? Why is they called benos tzion? Before we come to the Rashi, is because tzion means land that is well watered. It's drenched, it's moist. Because tzion means arid, desert land. So with a komatz, tzion, same letters. When you take a word and you change the nikot, the same shoresh turns into the opposite. Yishrosh, yisharesh, sokol, yisokel. You change the word, it turns into the opposite. So to tzoyon is dry land. Mimela tzion means land that's wet and moist. What does water have to do with spirituality? Hoy kol tzame, luchu lamayim, ein toira elamayim. Torah is the code for water, so it means a land that's drenched in spirit, in Torah, in the study and the fulfillment of Torah. That's Tzion. So two interpretations so far. Tzion means marker, Tzion, Miloshin Tzion. It's the flag. It's the flag nation. It's a marker in this world. It just released yesterday in the news that Israel is the eighth most powerful country in the world. It's pretty good. How many countries are there in the world? Like 400 or something?
200.
250? So it's the eighth most powerful country in the world. We've gone a long way since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Number eight. And okay. But Tzayun means it's a marker. It's a place of distinction. It's a marker. It's well watered, and Rashi here very interestingly says something that it cannot be ignored. Benos Tzion, bonim shemitzuyonim, excellence. The markers, excellence in what three things? Bemila, uvitzfilin, uvitzitzis. Why did Rashi select these three things? I guess these three things are the most noticeable things about a Jew.
These are familiar.
And it says
simonim.
Yerushalayim, the three items are for males and not for women.
It says, you're saying very good. So his Rashi is very specifically focused and then only applied to men. Mila, tefillin, and tzitz. Very good. Okay, all right. Let's see now. Bo'atara, the crown, sh'itla imo, oil. Now, what is the ishla imo, oil moed, shohu mu'utar, begavonim, techeles, v'argam. Now, notice over here, the referring over here, Rashi is backing away from what he said in the previous parts. Previous parts, Rashi, we're talking about Mishkan Shiloi, the Apirion She'osloi Imoi was Mishkan Shiloi. Now Rashi says, no, we're just talking about generally the oil mud, which was even in the Midbar. The oil mud in Mishkan Shiloi was not the same as Mishkan Shiloi is one of the biggest mysteries in Chazal. We know very, very little about Mishkan Shiloi. It wasn't, we have models of the Mishkan. Today we have super duper models. Okay, you have the art scrolls. It's unreal what they've done. The art scroll book and the Mishkan book. I mean, it's just mind boggling. You look at the ephod, how they just show the ephod, and they show all those parts, those strands on the back. These are things that no one ever understood until recent times without the art scroll. Even the tabernacle.
Sure
what? Okay, but at least it's a mahalach. At least it's a starting point. The starting point. It's an amazing thing. So we have the Mishkan. We have the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni. We have so many svarim. The Bayis Shlishi is a big mystery, but it's been a nice attempt. We have the last couple of years, many svarim have come out to try to depict the Bayis Shlishi the best that they can. The Bayis Rishon. We have plenty of models for the Bayis Rishon, but we have nothing. Is Mishkan Shiloi. Mishkan Shiloi is a major mystery. Gilgal, the 13 years in Gilgal Khar was exactly the same thing as the Mishkan, so we know. But Shiloi, we know, did not have Kerushim. Shiloi had stone walls, the Gemara says. The ceiling was the Urias of Moshe Rabbeinu. But how exactly did that play out? How exactly did it look? L'chor, there was a special Ruach HaKadosh, and they built it in a special, unique way. that was somewhere in between what the Mishkan looked like and what the Bayis Rishon looked like. But yet there is no description whatsoever in Tanakh of what it looked like. It existed for 369 years, and we have no record. No record, there's no model, there's no record. Even today, where they think Shiloh is just wasteland. They're now making it into a big tourist attraction, trying to do archaeological digs to see what they can find over there. It was a major yishuv, the Klal Yishuv, for 369 years. But that's what Rashi said, that was the Apirion. Apirion, that's an amazing idea, is if you want to get some insight into what the Mishkan Shiloh was, according to Rashi, this is the two psukim. If you want to know what the Mishkan Shiloh is, go dig very deep into Pasuk Tes. Apirion Asalai Melech Shlomo, and as Shlomo over here refers to HaMelech Shalom Shaloi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Atzei HaLevono. That's not what Chazal say. Chazal say it was made from a stone. It says it was made, the walls were made from stone. The ceiling was made from ureus. It says Atzei HaLevonon, Amudav, there were pillars, Asa Chesef, Refidasa, Zan, Nekavi, Agamot, Echa, Rotzavava. It's an amazing Tupsukim because this is one of the only Giluyim revelations of what Mishkan Shiloh looked like in Tanakh, at least according to the parish of Rashi. Go back, Rashi is very clear. It says over there, Apirion Osolo Ze Oil Moed, Shenikba, B'Mishkan Shiloh. Osolo Apirion Chupas Keser L'Chavot, and it describes it. So you want to have a secret to what it looks like, this is the only place you're going to find in Tanakh. Okay, but now when you go to the Sanu Re'ena, Rashi doesn't say anything about it. Rashi just says in general, he talks about the Olmoi, Shehum Utar, it was crowned. The Gavonim Techelis V'Argamon V'Talashani, with all these various different crowns. So what does Rashi say? Rashi, not like the Mitzudos, that says the crown is the colors of Techelis Argamon V'Talashani. Okay, Amar Rabbi Nechunya, Sha'al Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he asked, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Iyafshah, Shashamata, Miyavicha, Mahu, Sha'etra, Lo Imoy, what exactly is the crown that we're referring to? Amaloi, Mashal, Mel Shoisloi, Basichida, Vahoya, Oyavo, Biyosi. I'll tell you what it means. Mashal to a king that has a single daughter, has a Bas Yochit, Lo Zoz Mechabava, at Shakara Biti. He did not hold back from loving her. At Shakara Biti Shnemar, Shama Bas Uri. First he called her my daughter. Loizos Michava at Shakara Achoisi. Later, as she got a little bit older, he began to call her my sister. Shnemar, Pisuli Achoisi Rayosi. Loizos Michava. He did not hold back from loving her. At Shakara Imi. Amazing Medrash Rashi's quote. He called my mother, Shenemar, Shimu Elai, I'm my nation, Ule Umi, Ule Umi, Ule Umi, Elai, Hazinu, and my nation to me listen, Ule Imi Ksiv, and even though it says Elai Hazini, we read it, I'm sorry, Ule Umi, Ule my nation, Ulumi Eli Hazini, but there's no vav in the pasuk, which we interpret to mean imi. Okay, so there's no vav in the pasuk, even though we pronounce it ulumi Eli, uli imi ksiv, and that's the drasha. So we say over here, we have now this parallels this pasuk. Amar Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, you heard this interpretation. V'noshkoi al roisha, he kissed him. He kissed him. It's such a beautiful interpretation. So isn't over here? It's enerenim nosion b'noshab bit batrash shitloi imo. So here, what Rashi over here is telling us is that the crown is not the crown that the mother of Shlomo HaMelech put upon Shlomo. It means the Melech over here is the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. And the daughter and the mother means Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is called the mother of Hashem. Now, you hear someone said, they'll tell you not be curious to say that, right? To say such a statement. That Klal Yisrael is called the mother is exactly what Rashi says. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he did not know what this pasuk means. Now, according to the civil interpretation, we're referring to Shlomo HaMelech, right? According to Shlomo HaMelech, so then it's the crown that Shlomo HaMelech's mother put upon him. No, okay, that's a very civil interpretation. But according to all of the Mepharshim, according to what we learned in means, the mother The mother refers to Hashem. Hashem is the mother. Hashem. Get it, let's review. According to the Mitzudos, Tse'en u'reina b'nos Sion b'melech Shlomo. Go look at the b'nos Shlomo. Look at the love that there is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the proof that there is love between us is the fact the crown she'itru lo imo b'yom chasun aso. The mother, according to the Mitzudos, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our mother. And on the day that we built for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beis HaMikdash, when there was the Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash, we built the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He rested the Shechinah upon us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a crown. The crown is a reference to the Mitzvah says, the three Psukim. Okay, but Rashi says another interpretation. The other interpretation is, the Imo means that Klal Yisrael is called the mother of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now why? It is an expression of love. The love first starts out where we are called Hashem's daughter, and then we are called Hashem's sister. Hashem first calls us His daughter, then Hashem calls us His sister, and then Hashem calls us His mother. But it doesn't mean chas v'shalom that we are Hashem's mother. It's an expression of love. Now, what exactly does this mean? So I saw in the Sefer Shalom Rav, he explains it represents a degree of maturity when a person has a child. So the parent does everything for the child. Does everything. The parent diapers the child. The parent pays for tuition. The parents pay for food. The parents do everything. They take all the garbage. And then when the child matures a little bit, you don't take all the garbage. You don't go and you don't diaper the child. The child's an adult. You treat the love you have for a child is as mature to the degree like a love you have for a sibling. Achoisi. And then when the parent gets old, the parent needs the child to be, the roles are reversed. It needs the child to take care of, the child take care of them. The mother is elderly, it's hard for her to go shopping, hard for her to take care of herself. So then the child, kaviyachol, provides the needs for the mother. It represents a degree of maturity. That's what the pasuk over here means, is that Klal Yisrael, we went through different degrees of maturity. When we were in Mitzrayim, we were like babies. We worshipped the ego. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel had a diaper us. But then when we came into Eretz Yisrael, we matured. When we matured, we were like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's sister. Not that we are an equal Chasrol to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it means Hashem had much greater expectations of us. And then when time passed further, we developed and became even more sophisticated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations and demands from us were even greater, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to behave like a mother, that we should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas, that we should go and we should provide good things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the three different stages represent different degrees of maturity. Okay. We're at the highest level today.
We're old.
Klal Yisrael, we today, a person today, is a product of 3,500 years of development. Every neshama today, you cannot deny, is a product of 3,500 years since Matan Torah. We have developed, we have matured. And therefore, in a certain respect, shocking thing to say, we're better than our predecessors. Mitzad Sheni, we don't hold a candle to our predecessors. The Skadnu Hadoros, the Mefarshim say this. They are mildness and chesronos. We are spiritually are not sensitive to spirituality anywhere near our predecessors. But yet, built into our DNA are the full experiences and the development and the accomplishments of all of our predecessors. So is Milos and Chesronos. There are trade-offs. And living during this period of time, Ikvus the Mashiach, there's something to be said. We are seeing things now that our great-great-great-grandparents would never imagine to see how Klal Yisrael is developing and is coming closer to the time of Geula. Okay, now, let's switch to the Rashi. We'll tell you one last word. B'yom Chasunasa, Yom Matan Torah, She'etiruhu lohem lomelech v'kim lo'ol olo. On Yom Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael, they crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king, and we makabel as Yaakov Yom Simchas Libo Zeh Shemini Limiluim Shneschanech Boy Hamishkan Uva Midbar. the Simchas Libay was the time of the Miluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was inaugurated. Okay, so it's Matan Torah and the building of the Mishkan. These are the way two ways Rashi interprets us. Now we'll do the Targum tomorrow because we're out of time. I just want to tell you one last word. But so far we have over here so far three interpretations of what it means, the crown. What exactly is the crown? She'itiraloi imai. According to the Rashi's first interpretation, it refers to Techeles Argamon Toilashani that was put on top of the Mishkan. According to Rashi's second interpretation, the crown, the crown is the nachas that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imoy is Klal Yisrael. This that we said Nasev and Nishma, this that we do mitzvos, the doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the crown, because we are the Imo. We are here being described in this pasuk according to Rashi as Imo, and we are giving nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing mitzvos to Hashem. Third interpretation of the Mitzudas David is the three psukim. The Atem Tiyun Li Mamleches Kaidim Goy Kadosh, the Yisim Li Segula, Yisro Hashem Mechoy Espoyer. This is the crown that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon us. And the Sefer Shlal Ravi has an amazing, amazing interpretation of what it means, the crown. This is really heavy-duty stuff. Let me open it so I can tell it to you right. The meaning of the crown. He first says that the mother here refers to none other than Bas Sheva, the mother of Shlomo HaMelech. Isn't that what it says? Se'enu re'ena b'no Sion b'melech Shlomo. Look at Shlomo HaMelech and look at the crown Bo'atara she'itlo imo that his mother gave him b'yom chasunos and b'yom simchas libos. So first of all, we have to quote a chazal that differs with Rashi. B'yom chasunos and b'yom simchas libos refers to the binyan Beis HaMikdash. The day when Shlomo HaMelech, he built the Beis HaMikdash, he inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash. That was Simchas Libo, and that was Chasunosai, and it wasn't just Chasunosai, because who did he marry on that day when he built the Beis HaMikdash? He married the daughter of Paro. Besides Zorpah, he married also many other women. He married, made political alliances with all the nations of the world by marrying their daughter. What happened on that day? That morning, the very first day when he was supposed to bring the Karban Tumah for the very first time, he overslept. The reason why he overslept was because the night before he had a wedding. He married daughter of Paro. And his new wife kept him up the whole night. She demonstrated to him all the different types of dances that they did in front of the temples. That's what it says in Chazal. So she kept him busy the whole night watching all of this nonsense. Because he was up the whole night, he overslept to the next morning. The Klal Yisrael were terrified, they were petrified of the Melech. They didn't want to wake him up and disturb his sleep. But it's the first day of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's the first time they're going to offer the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. And it's not going to be a good sinit for Klal Yisrael if they're going to miss it, if it's going to be offered. So they waited, they thought, Alois HaShachar, Kreis HaGever, Alois HaShachar, nothing doing, he's fast asleep. So ready, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, they made an announcement, Zman Kriya Shema is, let's say it's 9:48, is Zman Kriya Shema. They think they have 2 minutes to bring the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. Shlomo's sleeping. They need the keys to the Beis HaMikdash are underneath his head, under this pillow. So what are they going to do? They're afraid to go to Shlomo, so they sent his mother. They went to Bathsheba, and they told Bathsheba, you go wake him up because he won't get angry at you. So she goes, she wakes him up, and the Gemara says, not only did she wake him up, she whipped him. She whipped him. The Gemara there says she beat him up. She tied him up and she beat him up. How dare you? How dare you on this day where the Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, is being inaugurated for the first time, how dare you ruin it for Klal Yisrael and wake up late? What a chil Hashem. So, now, this is what it says here in Chazal. Is there any crown that we find Shlomo HaMelech giving Shlomo on the day of the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash? Search high line. The crown was the Musar. That's the crown. That's what the pasuk here means. Go out, Se'enu Ur'ena B'no Sion. It's telling all the wives, you want to have a good marriage? Give musr to your husband.
Don't let him
It says over here, it's Se'ena Ure'ena, B'no Sion, B'melech Shlomo, go look at the crown, Bo Atorah, the crown, She'itlo imo b'yom chasunasa v'yom simchas libo. The greatest crown a person can have in this world is to be a product of Musar, is to receive Musar from great Talmidei Chachamim, to learn Musar, to study Mesilas Yesharim, Shari Tshuva, Kreves HaLevavos, Derech Hashem, to be a product of Musar. This is the greatest crown possible. And if you want to take a look at Musar, go look at Shlomo HaMelech. Look at the Musar that his mother heaped upon him on the day when the Beis HaMikdash was built. This is an asset. Even though it appears that it was a very terrible thing what happened to him, Shlomo, on that day, it was a very great mistake, but it wasn't a great, it wasn't a terrible thing. It was Me'ayad Me'es Hashem Hoyes, in order that on the day that he inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, he should be a product of Musar. He received a Musar Shmuz from his mother. Now, if you take this idea a little bit further, I want to suggest a drush. What is the saying in the Megillah, coming again in the Yomah? Mordechai yotzem lefnei ha-melech, b'levush malchus, techeles v'chur, v'ateres zohav gidoylo. A very great crown. What's the crown? What's the crown? Where do we find he had a crown? Okay, Lord Pashup Shad, he had a crown. But now that we have a pasuk in Shir Hashem, which tells us that the greatest crown possible is Musar, in Hanami, what is the end of the Megillah? The end of the Megillah is the ultimate Musar Shmuz possible. Mordechai was rotzui only l'roiv echav. Only Roiv. Why? Because Parshu Mimena Miksas Sanhedrin, because he was no longer Isaac in Torah. Until this point in time, he was, it was Torasai Umnasai. And now, for good reason, the best Hatzolas Nefashas, Klal Yisrael needed him to serve in government, to be their advocate. But it's not the same as Torasai Umnasai. The Siddin Beis Medrash, Nechba Bein HaKelim, is even a greater Madrega than Hatzolas Nefashos in government. That's the end of the Megillah. That's the last note of Tanakh. That's Kamamish, the last thing of Tanakh. That's how Tanakh ends off. It's not in that Seder, but that's really the last pasuk of Tanakh. Musa. Musa of the Chashivos of, not to underestimate the Chashivos of Talmud Torah. This is the Ateres Zohav Gidoyla of Mordechai.
The Gula of Mordechai was that even though they criticized him for not sitting and learning, he felt it was more important to take care of the...
He had no choice. He had no choice.
So the Musa is that these guys saw that as a bad thing. That's your Musa. You learn that, you know...
The Musa is that there's nothing a person should always know, even though it's not always shaykh to learn. But there's nothing more chashuv than Talmud Torah. This now we can interpret based upon this pasuk in Shir Hashirim and this drush is the Ateres Zohav Gidoyla. I remember he once hearing there was a very interesting story. I think it was Rabbi Cheska Levinstein, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Rabbi Cheska Levinstein. There was a Talmud that was very close with Rabbi Cheska Levinstein, and it came time for his daughter to get married, and they suggested a boy, and he wanted just to receive a bracha from the Rabbi Cheska, the big Baal Musar, Rabbi Cheska Levinstein. And he told him about the shidduch, and he told him who the boy is, and about his daughter, and he wanted him to give a bracha that it should be everything should be good. So he said to him, tell me, does the boy, does he learn Musar 10 minutes a day? If he learns Musar 10 minutes a day, I'll give you a bracha. So the father went out and he asked by the friends, he investigated, he's a very good boy. He learns, he davens, Yerush Shemayim. But he could not prove that he learns. He has a seder to learn Musar every day for 10 minutes a day. So he refused to give a bracha. If you don't learn Musar for a few minutes a day, there's a problem. Shocking thing to say, because I mean, today in this generation, how many people learn Musar? How many people open up Musar their whole life in this generation? That was it. He refused to give a bracha unless you learn Musar. This is an amazing, amazing chazal. Is the crown that Shlomo received the Yom Chasunos of Yom Simchas Libo? The only thing we interaction we find in chazal between his mother and Shlomo is Musar. That's the only thing it says in Gans Shas and Poiskim. You search, that's all it is. And this has to be the crown. And on the day of the Beis HaMikdash, on the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, B'yoyim, it says in the Pasuk, B'yoyim chasunaso v'yom simchas libo, which the Gemara explicitly says refers to the day of the Chanukas HaMikdash. And this day, the only interaction we find between mother and son is Musa. And this is defined as the crown. This was a Maila. Okay, tomorrow we'll do the Targum.